Well, we have a special guest here this morning, current commanding officer of the USS Constitution out of a little town called Boston.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave, for having me here today. And, you know, it's great to be back in my hometown here, the place where I grew up, you know, graduated from high school from. And, you know, this week or yesterday and today, mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity here to, you know, kind of visit some of the businesses, interact with some of the veterans in the area. Today I'll get into the school district, and, you know, I'm just very excited to be here.
Sure, sure. They're going to put you at a desk and put you to work again? Or?
Well, you know, I'm always up for anything here.
No, so of course, Crystal Schaefer, if you're familiar with any of our past stories, also my sister-in-law, so a little inside knowledge. I'll try not to reveal too many things. But recently, it was 2 years ago now, right? When you took command of the Constitution. And so the Constitution, if you're not familiar, the USS Constitution, undefeated in battle.
Yes.
And a special assignment or a special ship still active in the Navy, right? So tell us a little bit about what it is, what it stands for, and especially, you know, this year with our 250th celebration of our nation, what it kind of can mean for us.
Yes, so the USS Constant is the oldest commissioned warship afloat in the world. It is, like you said, is still active duty ship, although not for active service. So that means they're not going to send us out into battle. But all of my sailors on board are active duty Navy sailors. They are actually specially screened because we are open to the public for them to come visit, to come learn about the history of the Navy. But I would say not even just the history of the Navy, it's also to learn the history of our nation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the ship itself is 228 years old. This year will be turning 229. Mm-hmm. It was actually George Washington who was the one who wrote signed the Naval Armament Act in 1794 that put her into commission and named the ship. You know, she was commissioned 1797. Her most notorious war that she was engaged in was the War of 1812, mm-hmm. Where she earned her nickname. Old Ironsides, yeah. Although, you know, she is entirely made out of wood with a little bit of copper help there. Mm-hmm. You know, this year is a very special year. And I would say 2 years ago when I took command of Constitution, it wasn't really even on my radar until I took command and I started looking out into the future of what events we were going to be doing. And this year, you know, 4th of July, America's 250th birthday. And what an amazing time to be in command of America's ship of state. Mm-hmm. So it is the ship of the people, as you want to put it. And this year we'll be doing, you know, not only in Boston, but across the country, you know, starting down in New Orleans, they have a Sail 250. So we have tall ships, we have Navy vessels from around the world that are coming in to visit ports in the United States to help us celebrate our nation's 250th birthday. You know, so they go from New Orleans, they go up to Norfolk, Virginia. I think we have a big exercise happening off in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Baltimore. The big celebration for the 4th of July will happen in New York City. They have the International Naval Review, so not only ships coming in, but aircraft from around the world coming in to do a big air show there. And then followed that up by on July 11th in Boston, we have the Parade of Sail, kind of the finale of our celebrations, and Constitution will be leading that Parade of Sail into the Boston Harbor. And I'm very excited. I mean, what an opportunity to be here, you know,
to be another part of history.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. in 1976, you know, Queen Elizabeth actually came and visited the ship for America's 200th birthday. You know, I'm not expecting royalty to come, but, you know, it just shows the importance and, you know, how it is important on a global scale.
Sure.
What the ship represents. And, you know, I do know I have some big visitors. I may not be able to disclose. I have some big visitors expected to come this summer to help us celebrate. But America's 250th. I mean,
hopefully not all on the same day for you.
Oh, I hope not. Give me a little time to plan, a little time to breathe in there.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Now, someone wants to come and visit the ship from our area, from anywhere. What's the process?
It is very easy. So, one, it is because it is a ship of the people. It is, you know, still you know, a Navy vessel, so it is free to get on board. Don't you know, there's a bunch of tour agencies that'll, you know, kind of
charge you to get there
mm-hmm. And give you maybe a not a great tour of the ship, but really you have a screening process to go through. You know, it's just much like you go through the airport. You know, please don't bring any, you know, weapons and knives on board the ship. Don't bring anything that's going to be flammable either, because it is a wooden ship.
Sure.
And you know, go through that and, you know, get on board the ship. We're open right now, Wednesday through Sunday, but in the summertime, starting a Memorial Day weekend, we will start opening Tuesday through Sundays, and that's from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And, you know, my sailors, they work very hard. They study the history of the ship. They study the history of, you know, the Navy. And they're there. They give the guided tours. May not get into, you know, all of the restricted access. But
yeah, though, a special behind-the-scenes tour courtesy of... you know, you, so thank you.
Yeah, yeah, no, you got to go into some of those behind-the-scenes spots on the ship, like our aft magazine and everything.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things about that is you don't really realize it until we got to the top, and then you realize you're on the backside of the rope that says, do not cross.
Yep. So. Yeah, but I mean, it's an amazing ship. I mean, 10 to 15% of that ship is still original from, you know, 1797.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, those trees were probably about, you know, 150 years old when they cut them down.
Sure.
So you add that age to it. And
it's an interesting, if you get into it all, of the iron side and how with the living oak, you know, mm-hmm. those cannonballs reacted to the sides in such a way that gave her that nickname. And that part, if you don't get it on the tour, is available in the museum.
Yes, there is a nonprofit organization, the USS Constitution Museum. They're huge supporters of the ship. They are huge supporters of my sailors to help educate them, give us some access to some archives, some, you know, material that they have, so that we can continue to learn. Because I will tell you, you know, every day almost it seems like that we're still learning about the history of Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's. I will tell you this, every day when I drive into the Navy Yard and, you know, I see that Navy ship right there, I can't have a bad day.
Sure. Doesn't get old, does it?
Doesn't get old. And it's just such an honor. And it's something that I like to, you know, as I meet the guests that come on board, I really like to talk to them about what the ship represents. Because mm-hmm. it's not just a museum there. It really represents those who served on board, the men and women who served on board the ship, those who, you know, fought for our freedoms, and really have made our country such a great country. You know, I mean,
it's all part of it.
It is all part of it.
At the almost origin or at very, very pivotal moments.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can't imagine being a captain of the ship back in 1812 in the middle of a battle with, you know, HMS Guerrière, which is our notable battle. And having cannonballs, we call them shots, flying at the ship, hitting mm-hmm. the ship,
sure.
trying to sail the ship to get that tactical advantage, all while, you know, you have your own sailors, you know, they're climbing in the mast, they're working the sails, they're working the guns to fire the guns back. A cannon on board a ship is called a gun.
Sure.
So just a little
it's
bit
just
of
a really big gun.
It's just a very big
at
gun.
At least
yeah.
at that time it was. Now
yeah.
it's not, but, right? But.
They're still big. They're still big. They're still heavy. They'll still take a lot of people
right.
to fire them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it just, you know, I sit there and I think about that, and I try to get, you know, the people who visit the ship to reflect on that and really get that perspective of what, you know, those who've gone before us, what they really had to go through to, you know, fight for our freedom.
Right.
And, you know, it's amazing. The people who come out, they're you know, they're just anxious to learn about the ship and learn about our history. And we get a lot of school groups, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, at
sure.
the end of the school year, you get a lot of groups that coming in to, you know, tour the ship to mm-hmm. as their field trip. And, you know, I really like to go out there. They have the kids have a little bit, you know, more eccentric questions.
Sure.
You know. It's,
like, where's Jack Sparrow?
Where's Jack Sparrow?
Because
it
really, and I don't mean to diminish the Constitution, but when you're on it, first of all, the realization that it is a sailing vessel and feels a lot like the pirate ships that you would see
yep.
in the movies, right? You know, so, I mean, it has that kind of appeal to that side of people, which isn't terrible. I mean, it's exciting, but it obviously was a whole different assignment for it, you know, throughout those years, you know, and I'm not sure if it ever really did run into any real pirates, but it was in many, many battles.
You know? Yeah. Well,
other than that first captain who ran from that first battle, you know, that was bad press back then.
But. Yeah. Well, if you count the Barbary States as, you know, a pirates. You know, then you can say yes, we were fighting pirates.
So, again, we talked a lot about the ship and where you're currently at. This tour is, you had a special name for it. Do you want to go over why you're here in Medford right now?
Yeah, so...
Other than you love to visit home.
I do love to come home and, you know, kind of, you know, stay grounded in my roots here. But really what the Navy does is they have these executive engagement visits where, you know, they take, commanders like myself, mm-hmm. a commanding officer of the ship, they send them back home into their communities to, have that community outreach to, you know, provide some education about what the Navy is. Because, you know, what's the Navy presence here in Medford, Wisconsin?
Very little.
You might get the recruiters coming around every once in a while.
Sure.
But it's to educate people on, you know, what is the Navy? What do we do? And, you know, kind of help... you know, garner that continued support that we need from mm-hmm. you know, the general public here.
Well, it's a good reminder of the options that are out there and just the presence. I mean, lucky enough, and I think you may have had a hand in it, you know, my nephew Davis Vintage out of Spencer, where he lives in Marshville, Columbus, just was accepted to the Naval Academy.
Oh, I did Naval not know College. That he got accepted. Yeah, that's amazing
so,
for him.
Complete, you know, ride of education paid for by our government. So, of course, obviously he'll have to serve, you know, his time to pay that back, but very excited about it and an opportunity that really any student with the right motivation, grades and focus can be part of.
Yeah, and yesterday when I was at the VFW, I met a gentleman who was talking to me about his granddaughter who – it was myself and another native from Medford who has gone on to become a pilot in the military. And, you know, his granddaughter, you know, saw my story, saw her story, mm-hmm. and that inspired her to join the Navy and go on to do bigger and better things for our country. And, you know, if I can be that inspiration, and I'm not saying I'm here to recruit people to join the military either. It's if I can be an inspiration for people to, you know, do better and be inspired to, you know, see what opportunities could exist for mm-hmm. them out there in their lives, that they can go out there and be leaders. Because you don't need to be somebody in my position to be a leader.
Right.
You know, you can be a leader in the community and, you know, inspire people to do good in their lives.
And maybe every little town or a lot of towns have special connections, but, you know, yourself, of course, as commanding officer of the Constitution and recently pegged for a promotion to captain, so moving up the ladder even some more and your experience in the nuclear reactor field, which is no slouch of a position by any means, you know, there's a great array of positions available to make a career out of the Navy if you so choose to do that. But my point was being Taylor County, you know, Michelle Curran, I don't know mm-hmm. if you're familiar with her. I mean, certainly a fabulous position in the Air Force, you know, member yep. Blue Angels and all that stuff. I mean, not something that happens to everybody every day. And again, from Taylor County. So maybe it's in the water. I don't know. Maybe it's in the people and how we raise our children. Maybe it's just the work ethic of the community. But it certainly speaks volumes to where anybody in this county can go if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will tell you that, you know, when I decided to join, why did I decide to join is I graduated high school. I knew I had already was accepted into college. I mm-hmm. did go to the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry about that to all my Wisconsin okay. fans out here. It was a little closer to home.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going to be on my resume after that. What was I going to do after college? And when the Navy kind of presented itself as an opportunity, I thought, hey, this is something that could help me out, build my resume, and help me figure out what I was going to do for the rest of my life. What sure. I didn't know was, hey, it was going to be my resume.
The rest of your life, yeah.
And you know, I will say that I have stayed in the Navy because of how much I love to meet new people. The sailors that work for me, they are amazing. I mean, some of these people, the backgrounds that they have, how hard they work. I love to be able to lead them and provide that guidance and mm-hmm. have some influence in their lives too. And like I said, I've met some amazing people from around the world, people that work for me. And I love that feeling of inspiring those sailors to do well. And, you know, the travel benefits of being in the Navy has also been pretty beneficial. You know, I think I've traveled it's about 45 countries now as I've been to in my world travels, to include living being stationed over in Naples, Italy, mm-hmm. which was a great time over there to experience, you know, living in a foreign country.
Sure. One last thing. So you're here for the week. Are there any public opportunities if somebody wants to run into you and get to know more information?
Well, it's really about 2 weeks or 2 days that I've really been out and engaging with the public. I know I'm going to be at the schools today, so I think it's mostly with the younger kids today, talking to them, reading some books to the elementary school kids, meeting and seeing some of the kids that I worked with a couple years ago when I was back here as a paraprofessional, and going to track practice. But nothing specifically set up to be. Unless you see me out in public, you know, I went to Walmart yesterday, so.
Two ladies in naval uniforms, just stop them.
Yeah, absolutely. You might see me out for lunch today. Don't know where I'm going to go yet, but
there you go. Surprise.
I'll be around.
Well, thank you, Crystal, commanding officer of the USS Constitution, stationed in Boston currently. And your next placement?
Yes. Yeah, so I should be finishing.
I've heard rumors.
I should be finishing up in Boston. While my orders say right now to detach in August, my bosses told me that they're going to keep me here in Boston till October, and then I'm going to be transferring actually down to Milwaukee to Marquette University. I'm going to be the executive officer at the ROTC unit down there, helping to train and teach our newest officers how to be leaders, teach them some leadership that I've garnered over my years in the Navy, and I'm very excited to come back home to Wisconsin and I'm so honored to be able to continue on and to be part of, I guess, our next generation of naval officers and teaching them and hopefully leading them in the right direction so that, you know, our Navy continues to, you know, lead and our country can, you know, be around for another 250 years.
Yeah, that's the goal and beyond, right? So thank you so much, Crystal, for coming in this morning.
Yep. Thank you, Dave.